what's going on, everybody. Thanks a lot for joining us today on Ears Up In Depth. We are not joined by Jeremy, of course.
What?
Jeremy is in Greece right now. I could just dox him real fast. He's on vacation. So I have pulled in Eric from the Supreme Resort, of course, and then our main show. Eric is going to sit in here for fill in for Jeremy today. Eric, welcome to In Depth, young man.
Thank you. This is another show that I've listened to for a long time, and now I have to go, oh, wait, what do we do on this show? what happens here?
Yeah, I was texting you, and I was like, yeah, man, you want to fill in for Jer? And he's like, and you're like, yeah, that's cool. I'm like, okay, great. I'm not going to say anything about, you know, do you know what happens on this show? I'll just assume that he either knows or wait whatever.
Yeah.
And, I think it'll be great.
I totally listened to all of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Not at 2x speed.
You know, I can't stand 2x speed.
I can't do
it. Can't do it.
No.
1.5. There's one show that I listen to at that speed. It's not yours.
No,
okay, none of yours.
No, that's fine. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Yeah. You know, sometimes it's useful, like on, I'll do it on YouTube videos sometimes where it's like, bro, just get to the point of the thing. You know what I mean? But if you're trying to like absorb information, it can be kind of hard sometimes.
Yeah. Destiny videos. I need to start watching those at like triple speed. Like, tell me what I'm putting in the thing.
Yeah. And those are tough because you're doing the solstice. We're just going to nerd out for a second. You're doing the solstice stuff.
Yeah.
Were you trying to look up videos on how to upgrade your armor?
No, I'm trying to look up like regular setups for like hunters running solar, because I didn't pay very close attention last portion of the season. Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough, man, especially for video game tutorials, I guess, or the video game content creators, because like clips will be like 3 or 4 minutes. But you just need that one, you need to find that one piece of information to be like, okay, that's what I have to do here at this point or whatever. But it's, yeah, it's got to be challenging to be like, well, how am I going to make a video on how to upgrade your armor and not make it, you know, under 5 minutes?
Can you just write it out and put some screenshots in, please?
Yeah, that's all I want. That's all I want. Anyway, everybody, we are here to talk about Disneyland news, Disney World news, have a little bit of Disneyland Paris news.
Oh,
And you know, if you're watching on the stream, forgive me if my head is shaking. I'm okay, but I got new glasses, and they're progressives. So like, I'm tilting my head up and down, trying to find that line. Like, I'm still trying to get used to them.
Oh man,
my eyes kind of hurt. It's a whole thing, man. I got a whole thing going on.
That's what I hear. I do not have such glasses, but my dad now has trifocals. So
God,
there are three focals now. Okay.
Yeah, that's right. It's the new focal right. Point. Yeah. It's weird. Cause you're my head just constantly like tilt, trying to find like that range where the eyeballs have to sit.
Bet,
in.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the I almost said my teacher, but maybe I'm tired. The lady at the eyeglass place, she's like, so, you know, when you step out on off the curb, once you get used to it or whatever, be very careful when you're going downstairs. Be sure to remember to tuck your chin into your chest so you don't use your reader prescription.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I'm like, wow, this is like a whole muscle memory thing.
Express all of your chins when you walk down the stairs.
Suck them in. Yeah. Getting old, man. It's weird. It's wild. But she said that everybody has an up close reading problem. It just, sometimes they don't have jobs that it presents very well. And I'm like, okay, that makes me feel better. Yes. And she did a great job at it.
Okay.
She did a great job at it. Let's do some news, Eric. What do you think?
Sure. Let's go for it.
I'm going to do some fun news. It's not really, it's like Disney adjacent. Just to warm you up for your first run at this. Are you a music fan? Do you enjoy music?
I enjoy music. The musics that are made by people, I particularly enjoy.
Okay, awesome. Well, you may have heard of Lollapalooza.
I am aware of that palooza, yes.
The big giant concert. It was streaming on Hulu, I think, for the first time last year. Well, they're doing it again. And I'm pretty excited about it. I don't, you know, I've been to Lollapalooza once or maybe twice years and years ago, and it was a nightmare. I hate big festivals. I'm not a festival guy. I'm barely a concert guy anymore. I used to go to concerts a lot as a kid and like a 20-year-old. I'm sort of too old for that now. Like the last time I went to, not the last time, but the best time I've ever had at a concert was we had table service. It was at the Warfield in San Francisco. Had table service, you know, bottom row, kind of, you know, far back or whatever. And it was like five or six of us. We had to, I think you have to buy a bottle of vodka or whatever it was, right? A bottle of liquor. And then you get your table service of like six people or whatever. The band I saw drinking Grey Goose sitting at table service, Slayer.
They're like, everybody, please take a seat. Take a seat and sip your fancy vodka, French vodka. I hope everybody has a glass of French vodka. All right.
Yeah, cheers.
On to the next song.
Yeah, this one's called Rain in Blood. it was honestly the most like, I don't say my metaphysical moment, but it was very bougie. And I don't know, man, it was odd. It was very, very odd. It was, yeah, it was cool. I liked it. But anyway, Lollapalooza, like I said, I watched it last year. It was really neat to see a bunch of new music that I've never seen before. A lot of it I didn't really understand. Some of it I didn't really like. But if you're into that kind of stuff like I am, on Hulu, Lollapalooza, it's coming, when is it coming? Next weekend. On Tuesday, Hulu revealed more than three dozen sets will stream live on the service starting next week. Quote, with Lollapalooza starting next week in Chicago, Hulu is excited to announce the streaming lineup schedule for the festival, which will include artists like J-Hope, Metallica, Machine Gun Kelly, Kygo, Toe Love, Don Toliver, Wallows, Idols, Denzel Curry, and Porno for Pyros. Reuniting for Lollapalooza. Yeah. Perry Farrell of Jane's Addiction. He started Lollapalooza and then his later band, Porn for Pyros, was a pretty good band. So I guess they're reuniting on Friday night.
That's cool. I at least recognized three of those bands. Fun fact, I used to be able to walk by Lollapalooza when I lived in Chicago. We'd go for a walk and we'd take our dogs out for a walk and we'd walk by the palooza and we'd say, wow, that sure is quite a palooza this year. And then we'd go home.
What a Lollapalooza this is. I like it. Yeah. So you can check it out. You can Google, you know, the set times or whatever. It starts Thursday, July 28th at 3:25 Eastern. Apparently there's two channels this year. Last time it was just one channel. So you just kind of like, you don't get to choose who you watch.
Okay.
So on Thursday, Metallica headlines Thursday night. Friday night, Machine Gun Kelly headlines if you're into that terrible music or whatever. Actually, I don't really know. Saturday seems to be the big one where you have Wallows and you have Dashboard Confessional.
Oh, that's a band too, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then Sunday you got Porno for Pyros at 7:45 Eastern, which is going to be the big one for sure. I'm really excited about that. So next weekend, next Thursday, our TV's going to be on all the time. I'm ready for it. I like this new thing of like streaming concerts. They did, I forget, Hulu is streaming a few concerts. They had one a couple months ago and I forget what the name of the concert was, but it's, I don't know, man, it's nice. It's cool to kind of sit and be like, cause if you're anything like me, you sort of get stuck in a rut of like, you know, this is the music that you listen to and that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard to find new music sometimes.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. I mean, it's kind of the Olympics vibe where you're like, yeah. I don't, why am I watching Skeleton? Okay. Yeah, sure. I'm down for an hour of Skeleton. Is that what's on?
Yeah.
Okay. But then, watching concerts online, I don't know that I ever want to go to a concert again. I don't want to stand in line for hours. I don't want to wait in line in my car for an hour afterward.
Let me tell you,
some bro like bumping into me. I'm like, I paid for VIP seats. Okay.
I see this bottle of Grey Goose.
Right. I have to drink this whole thing before we go.
Right. Before the show starts. Yeah. I agree with you. And you know, our friends, we have a couple friends who roadie for a Dave Matthews band. And we are the first time I've ever seen him. Taryn loves Dave Matthews. But they got us VIP tickets, backstage tickets or whatever at the Greek Theater in Berkeley out here. And we just sat kind of right behind them. They do the sound and stuff. So we were just like, we were stage left, I guess. And I'm like, Ian, I'm never going to go to a concert normally ever again. This has ruined me. Because then when you want a drink or something or whatever, you just leave and you go out the back door and then they have the VIP lounge. Get a glass of wine or a beer, get a bevy, get a snacky too or whatever, go to the potty, no lines for anything. Zip right back on and just sit on the roadie case. I don't know, man, it was amazing. So yeah, streaming is sort of like the same thing. It's always going to be the best seat in the house for sports, for anything.
You got the board mix completely. You've got a great sound system at home because who doesn't?
Sure.
And
right.
I don't know. I've been watching every year for many, many years. I've been going to see my favorite band, Umphrey's McGee. Well, yeah, I would say Umphrey's McGee and They Might Be Giants. But Umphrey's McGee is a jam band. They're Chicago. They started out in Chicago. I've seen them live on New Year's for years. And then they started going around and doing shows at other places. And once they started putting it online, like, oh, well, this is pleasant. I like this. Yeah. I can have a quiet evening with my friends, cranking a band that we all like and sitting and watching it on a nice couch. And there's nothing sweaty. There's nothing overpriced. I'm just $10.
Yeah. And I'm still supporting the show. Yeah.
Right.
I agree. Anyway, Eric, let's go. Give us a news story. Let's move it.
All right.
Let's move into your news story segments.
Okay. Here, this isn't, well, we'll eventually get to some Disney stuff. But have you heard about the brawl that happened last weekend at Knott's Berry Farm?
You know what? I did within the context of, hey, what is this, Disneyland? So I did very briefly, but I didn't get too much detail out of it.
Yeah. Saturday, July 16th, a day which will live in infamy, certainly.
Sure.
Multiple fistfights broke up between teens in the park that led to the park being closed 3 hours early. Billy Hill and the Hillbillies are they have a different name at Knott's, and I don't know what that is. They tweeted out, "Hello, fans, get out." Basically, like it was this weird tweet. Funny. Like, why are they OK? Sure. Billy said, get out. as a result, Knott's put out a statement. For decades, Knott's Berry Farm has been a place where families and friends come together to enjoy a one of a kind park full of homegrown experiences and immersive entertainment. Millions of guests have counted on us for their daily dose of wholesome family fun, and we're committed to keeping that promise going forward. So what they did is they put a curfew, right? Not a curfew. I'm sorry, a chaperone,
a curse.
The other C word, in place starting June 22nd, which is today when we're recording this.
Okay.
Anyone 17 or younger must be accompanied by someone who is at least 21 or up to enter.
Oh my God.
Yeah, Knott's Berry Farm or the water park, Knott's Soak City. I've never been to Knott's Berry Farm. Have you?
As a little guy. But I would like to go. In my mind, in my heart, I would love to, well, there's cholesterol, but there's also love to try to go to Knott's Berry Farm before we go back to Disneyland.
Okay.
Just to make Taryn angry.
Bring an adult with you next time.
Yeah.
Because you will need an adult to get into the park.
That is why, that feels like an overreaction.
It's crazy. Like, well, Disney World has fights all the time. We'll talk about that in just a second here.
Right.
But oh, I'm knocking over stuff.
You're mad.
But
don't be so mad.
I'm so enraged about the chaperones.
That's right. Yeah, that feels like an overreach. It feels like an overreaction. Also, to put a statement out, like, there are fights all the time everywhere. You know what I mean? I don't know, man. Today in McDonald's, we strive to be the purveyor of fine food. It just doesn't, I don't know. It seems like you could have just not said anything. And it would have been a lot better. But not only you put a statement out, but then now you have a chaperone for how long? Like, just, I don't know, weird.
Is this the first time there's ever been a brawl at Knott's? I don't actually know. Like, Disney's like, this, we're used to this. It's fine. People punch each other. We just ban them. It's fine.
It'll blow over. It's all right.
But yeah, and then it happened again yesterday in Walt Disney World.
Oh, no.
No chaperoning this time, because Disney, ever the professional, basically just banned everybody who was involved.
That's right.
Now, this whole story really took place extensively in Tom Corliss's bag of tricks. They specifically gave statements to WDWNT.
Really? The people involved in the fight spoke to a Disney fan site. Wow.
Right.
I mean, so that's what happens. You reach out to the people to get a statement. You know, God bless. He's doing the work.
He is doing the work. So unfortunately, I had to read two posts from him about this to get the full news rather than read it like third hand. Basically, a guest and his family were in line for Mickey's PhilharMagic, which it's a theater show. You have it at Disneyland. Well, at DCA as well. It's not a thrill ride. It's not a terribly long line either.
Right.
You basically go into an air conditioned theater and you watch the show. That's fun and clever and it's great. And you're inside in the very cold for a little while.
Nice.
One of the guests in this party remembered, oh, I left my phone in my ECV. So she left the line to retrieve it. On her way back in, the family, a separate family who was in line, refused to let her pass their family and pushed her to get out of line because they thought she was cutting. So the young woman went back in, it somehow got back into line with the rest of her family.
Okay.
And said, hey, I don't know what happened. Don't know. Upon exiting the theater, family waited at the exit to confront them.
Who waited at the exit? The people who got pushed or the pushers?
The pushers.
The pushers waited at the exit.
Wow. If I'm understanding, because they were clearly trying to leave skin color out of the descriptions.
Okay.
And I haven't watched the videos because I don't need to see that.
But I have seen this video.
Okay.
It's pretty ruthless.
And it basically, one family waited for the other. And according to the person who reported on all of this to News Today, they said, listen, man, we don't want trouble. We don't appreciate you guys pushing my younger sister. And then it escalated into a shouting and punching and shoving and swearing match.
Yeah, it was bad. It moved. It was like a roving, you know, a rat king of people. It was not good.
And Fantasyland is the hottest portion of that park. That area, if you can think back to the last time you were there, that's the place where there are the zeroest of trees. There's nothing. It's just hot. We're going through a heat wave right now. These people could not have been happy just existing in that space. Apparently, one family stole items from the afflicted family and broke their phones.
Tore
their clothes, dude, and accessories. I don't know if this is true because the victim family was the one reporting to News Today to say they stole all of our stuff and they broke all of our phones and everybody got taken to Disney security and everybody got booted from the parks. They reported the next day, we got banned from Disney forever unless we contact the head.
Oh,
the head.
Yeah. So Walt.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Call Wald.
Yeah.
Two people from other party got arrested and the rest left. No one from our fam was arrested yet, but they still have us here. They are making us leave our resort, which is Riviera, even though we are here for another 2 weeks. We have to leave Disney property, including Typhoon Lagoon and Disney Springs.
They're kicked
them out of their hotel, too.
For 2 weeks. They were there. They were planning to be there for 2 weeks.
2 weeks at the Riviera, basically, I mean...
Oh my God, dude, that's it. First of all, kudos to them. That's a vacation.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. We were there for 6 days and we're like, I got to get out of here. On day four, I'm like, I've had enough. I've had enough theme parking. I couldn't imagine 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Yeah. I've never made it past 10 days. In 10 days, there was a point where Brandy and I were looking around the Magic Kingdom and going, yeah, we can go.
Yeah. We've done all of this. It's great. I'm out of here.
Oh, but 2 weeks. And they paid for Riviera, which is a deluxe resort. So, man, the cash they threw down.
Yeah, what is that? $10,000? Maybe. I mean, you know, $8,000-$10,000, something like that. Who knows? God, they were kicked out.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know what kind of room they had. They have some cheap rooms there, but they have plenty of very expensive rooms there too.
Wow, I would be so mad, especially if you're the victim in the whole thing. Where like they basically were attacked. They were singled out, waited for, and then, you know, in a fight, it's never 100% blame on one party. It's always a 50-50 thing. Always. They definitely could have done something to mitigate the you know, just leave, just walk away. Or go back to the cast member and be like, hey, you need to help me because these people are waiting for me.
Right. Right. Yeah. Don't engage. Here's a tip for everybody. When you're at a Disney park, don't engage with people who want to punch you.
Right. Life lessons.
Right.
That's wild to me, man.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. I love it so much.
Punches have been thrown, and Walt Disney World has released no statements and has not instituted any curfews or everybody, you have to be with a 40-year-old man to come into our park.
That's right. The head must sign you in at all times.
The head.
I don't know if you heard about this, Eric, but the Jungle Cruise River in Disneyland turned pink the other day.
And pink?
It flipped people's wigs to no end.
I can only imagine the end to which they would be flipped.
Well, that's right. This is from the Orange County Register, and it's weird. The jokes wrote themselves this week when the Jungle Cruise water turned pink and wannabe skippers took to social media to unleash their funniest one-liners at the expense of the pun-filled Disneyland boat ride along the rivers of the world.
I bet they were great.
Spoiler alert, they were all terrible and atrocious, and everyone should delete their Twitter account. Select locations at Disneyland underwent water treatment on Monday, July 18th, that resulted in the water turning a purple/pink tint, according to Disneyland officials. No Disneyland guests rode on the Jungle Cruise attraction during the temporary water treatment process. The Jungle Cruise was closed for a short period of time on Monday as part of a standard water treatment process used to treat the bodies of water throughout the Disneyland resort. The pink waters dissipated within a few hours, and the attraction returned to normal operation later in the day. I've never heard about this. I've never seen anything like this at all. This is from Fresh Baked Disney was basically the people who broke this. Who like took a picture of it and were like, wow, this is so wild. It looks like, like a light-colored pomegranate juice.
Huh. Well, Fresh Baked is ever-present in the parks and obviously a trusted source in entertainment.
Yeah. Sure. Well, they have the photos to prove it too, which is funny because you look at the tweet because this is the OC Register, like I said, and you go to read the replies on the tweet, and it doesn't have that many interactions, but there are dozens of stories that are written based on this one tweet. It has 100 retweets, yeah. And like 1,400 likes. It's not that much considering how much Disneyland content has been created off of this post. You would think it would be a little more viral than 1,400 likes. It seems pretty low to me, and I would be upset if that was me. If I broke news like that or like had like a really cool, unique thing and not a whole lot of people liked it, but tons of people wrote articles on it. Yeah, I'd be a little chuffed, or I'd be a little upsetty.
Chuffed works too. I mean, yeah,
well, chuffed is happy, right? I don't know. Pleased?
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Chuffed.
I don't know. But yeah, the
Australians have weird words.
True. We have an Australian in the chat. Let's see if Thomas has anything to say about that. It's like I read five different articles before I finally decided, okay, I have to go to the primary source. I have to read WDWNT. All right, let's go there. Oh, they have two articles. I have to click on two things. Okay. But yeah, two quick little things, and that's how news gets out these days.
That's how news gets out these days. So I looked at the comments, and what the OC Register was like, oh, all these puns. Someone said gender reveal.
I like that.
Yeah, I was like, all right, that's fine. But I mean, you could also
the Jungle Cruise is having a girl.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. You could have wrote a joke instead of just delivering a punchline with no setup. You're like, oh, gender reveal. I don't know, whatever. Someone said, oh no, the piranha's got a boat. Okay. Then someone below it said algae bloom. Yeah, that's exactly what it is, dog. Algae bloom. Get out of here, dude. Oh man. Of course Twitter makes you sign in. But anyway, the puns in the comments aren't very funny, even though don't let the OC Register fool you.
Okay, well, algae bloom is a real thing, and many beaches have to be closed down every year due to the rising heat in the planet.
Yeah, can you imagine, dude? Just, having an algae bloom, it's fine. But, it also strikes me as odd that they would just 3 p.m. on a Monday. Let's just go ahead and treat the water. Let's shut the ride down so nobody gets in, so we can't ride on the ride. Shut it down for 20 minutes or half an hour, whatever, and let's treat the water now instead of, I don't know, maybe at nighttime.
Yeah, that's kind of like training a new crew of cast members on like a Wednesday at noon.
Yeah, or like a Saturday.
On the Jungle Cruise. Like, I'm sorry, we have several boats that are just for new folks. We basically have half of our crew on the ship, and they're testing out a new skipper, and he's going to see if he can make them laugh.
That's right.
But I want to go on the ride.
Yeah, but I want to do the thing.
Can you do this at night?
Yeah. It just seems weird to me that they would do that. And also, again, like I said, I've never seen this before. Maybe it's like a new thing. I've never even heard about it. And it's sort of rare, not that we're experts, but it is kind of rare to hear a new thing that Disneyland, you know, does. And I know they treat the water or whatever, but it's just, I don't know.
Of course.
It was kind of neat. It was funny. It's a nice little community moment. We're not bagging on Disney. You know, no one's complaining that Bob Chapek turned the waters pink. It was just kind of like, oh, this is really cool. And everyone made jokes and, well, air quote jokes. And then it was over.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice.
And Thomas in the chat chimed in to say that Chuffed is a kind, proud, happy combo.
See, there you go.
There we go.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
We were using it wrong.
Thanks. No, I was using, well, yeah, but then I corrected myself. Our friends at the 21st Amendment Brewery welcomed the warmer weather with the release of their brand new hoppy pilsner, Coaster Pils. With a label that depicts a magical portal into an amusement park of flavors, Coaster Pils has a good time around every turn. Coaster Pils is wonderfully clear and bright with a beautiful straw color and tight white bubbles. It has a snappy flavor with crisp lines and wonderful citrus, tropical, hoppy flavors and aromas. Plus, at 5.4% ABV, it'll help you coast right through your day like only the 21st Amendment can. Coaster Pils, as well as our summertime favorite Hell or High Watermelon Wheat, are available wherever you find great craft beer. That's right. Thank you very much, myself. Yeah, you're welcome. All right,
Eric. I miss the old guy.
Well, you would. What do you got for us, buddy?
All right. Weird things to bring to a Disney World stay. I'm sorry, everybody. I don't rhyme as well as Jeremy does. But I found this interesting article on allears.net about questions they asked their readers. What do you bring to Disney World? What do you pack that you think is bizarre? And it's great that they've created a way. This site that has tons of followers, they created a way to make a bunch of content out of saying, tell us a thing, we're going to put it into a blog. Yeah. Also, there will be more ads than there are words. Holy cow. But anyway, let's start out. Jason, what would you bring to Walt Disney World?
That's weird, specifically like
no,
odd.
No, no, no. Just what would you bring to a Walt Disney World stay? And it,
well,
you know, as you go through your mental list, is there anything that would be a little bit, you think might be a little bit odd?
I mean, the only thing that when we went, I think we brought our fanny packs, which people would frown upon probably, but they, you know, they came in handy. No, I mean, I can't think of anything. I mean, everything that you want to bring into a theme park has got to have some sort of function. You know, there's no like wasted space because you have to haul that crap around all day.
Well, this is more about bringing things to your hotel.
Okay. Like,
what are you hauling?
Let me back up. Okay.
All right.
So,
all right.
Definitely laptop, not to do work, but to stream movies on. What else? My Switch to play games on, which inevitably always just sits plugged in on the desk over there somewhere. Because by the time you come back, yeah, you're too tired. When we go to Disneyland, we usually stop at Eagle Rock Brewery there in L.A. And so I'm hauling beer into the hotel room, which inevitably gets half, you know, opened and then left on the count on the bedside table at like 11:30 because you're too tired to finish it. That's about all I can think. Snacks and stuff like that that never leave the hotel room. That's about it. You know, pretty common stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I like all of those things, and I can totally get behind almost all of them.
I bring a foot spa. I bring a hammock. I bring a ice cream maker. So why?
Oh, yes.
Any fresh made ice cream, man.
Standard. Yes. Yeah. Of course. Know,
usual stuff.
Well, here's what the readers of allears.net put out last week. The number one response was an extra bag, and I can totally get behind this. When I go to Walt Disney World, I pack two bags in one because I know I'm going to bring back a bunch of souvenirs for other people where we're going to Disney World. What do you want? And it's nice to have an extra bag.
Okay, I see. That makes sense. I like that.
And we fly Southwest, and you get two free checked bags. So you go out with one that's packed with clothes, and you come back with one that's packed with dirty clothes, and another one that's packed with lightsabers for all of your friends.
Standard stuff,
yeah. Right. All right? Yeah, regular. So that's a really good tip. Or you could do what we have often done before we learned our lesson, and you buy a duffel bag that you have to check. So an expensive Disney duffel bag that you have to put into the plane because you bought too much stuff.
Yeah.
Kitchen appliances comes up next. And yeah.
Ice cream maker. Yeah. Toaster oven.
Well, the one of the top comments was a 4-cup coffee maker, because even for just a couple of nights, I can't stand these hotel room coffee machines. Okay. I need to be alert for rope drop. And you know, the regular rooms do have this weird little like 2-cup thing.
Yeah.
You put these little weird pods in. They're not Keurig pods. They're something else with a little filter around them. And yeah, you don't get a lot of coffee in your room. If you're really a coffee drinker, it's pretty good. It's not great.
You know, that does remind me of, you know, when I traveled more for work, and even when we went down to Disneyland several times, I would bring a French press.
Okay.
I roast my own coffee, so I would grind my own coffee, bring a French press. I would bring the water kettle, the electric kettle, and bring teas, you know, and do tea. Because sometimes I want tea, you know what I mean? I'm bougie that way. But, you know, now it's sort of, you condense it. Because, like, okay, I don't want to have to... Everything you take out of the bag, you got to put back in.
Oh, yeah.
You're trying to leave. It's a pain in the butt. So, yeah, I've definitely done that. I've definitely just brought my own caffeine, because the stuff in the hotel, it's not a lot, like you said, but it's not very good often either. But at some point, you also kind of realize it's just a caffeine delivery system. It doesn't matter how it tastes. You can't taste it anyway. Just go.
Yeah. And we generally stay at like DVC places because that's where we're DVC members, where you get a little bit of an 8-cup coffee maker. So it's a little bit more coffee.
Whoa.
And it's not great, because it's of course weaker than we would tend to drink, but it's something, and it's all right. And even at places where I've had the 2-cup thing system, you just ask for more pods and they'll bring more up. Nobody cares. It's fine. They'll just restock you every day. Drink all of it every day. Throw some green tea in with the breakfast tea and a cup of coffee. All of it will be great. You're right. It's just caffeine, and you're at a Disney park, and a coffee maker seems kind of big. What's more extravagant? Slow cookers, rice cookers, air fryers, and toasters.
Bro. That's too much. Man, you bring in a crock pot.
Like, did you just go out into the wilderness of Disney World, kill a deer?
Right.
And then we got food for the whole week. We just saved hundreds.
Yeah. It's like, when you go on like a backpacking trip for like 4 or 5 days, but day 3 is going to be the fish that you catch.
Right. You know? Right.
That's what it is. You're like, oh, I got my crock pot. We're going to go get a gator. We're going to put in the crock pots. We're going to clean it right there on the beach. It'll be fine.
Turns out this large mouse is mostly felt.
You can eat that. That's weird to me. I feel like people who do that are weird. No offense if you do that.
I mean, it's efficient, but you're on a big trip.
I mean,
save up a little extra cash.
How efficient is it? Because you have to go to the store and buy meat and buy potatoes and whatever you're going to cook in the thing. And then all I would be thinking of is, what if this catches on fire? You know what I mean? Like, that's why I don't like slow cookers in general, because I'm concerned about it. But it's like, what are you going to do, man? You're going to burn your hotel down because you don't want to spend $12 on a burger?
Nice. Yes, liability needs to be considered for everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, the next one up, reusable straws. I can get behind this, because those paper straws are not the worst. But if you want to drink more than... Do you want to refill that cup? You've got a little ice left. You put some water in it. Yeah, that straw is mush.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Disney has been giving out, at least Disneyland has been giving out reusable straws to AP or Magic Key holders, which is kind of cool. So yeah, I don't mind that so much. Brandy even bought a bunch of stainless steel straws and offered to send them to Taryn after one of her rants about straws.
We have a bunch of those. What I have for cocktails are straws made from cane sugar.
Pulp. Oh, those are pretty good.
Yeah, it sort of like fits in with the tiki theme, you know, the rum and whatever. I don't know why people do paper straws. It makes no sense to me. Just compostable, pulp, you know, driven straws. Works great.
Yeah. All right. Here's the last one. And this one's maybe the weirdest. Painter's tape.
Okay. The blue tape that's like not really sticky, but sort of sticky. It never really works well for barriers.
Right.
Well, for what? What reason?
So this user wrote, painter's tape covers the little lights that seem to be on everything in a dark room. And you can also close your chip bags.
First of all, who has chip bags that aren't fully consumed? Not me. My doctor would
just eat all of it.
Would like to think otherwise. I mean, yeah, okay, sure, that's fine. But also, I wear like a sleeping mask. So I'd be like, I'm just gonna pack my mask, dude. What am I gonna do?
Yeah, Disney rooms are pretty dark, at least compared to my house. We always leave a light on somewhere. I guess if you're really used to sleeping in complete darkness, maybe you have to cover up a little light on the TV.
I guess. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like that's a very sensitive sleeper, but this is what's funny about these lists. How many people wrote in, right? Like, what did they have to pick from? Because, you know, they probably have to, in their mind, they have to hit a certain amount of anecdotes to make the article happen. We watch a lot of, like, British TV because we VPN. We use our VPN to pretend that we're in London, and then we watch, like, Great British Bake Off or whatever.
Do you wear a lot of tweed while you watch that?
I make it, actually.
Oh, good.
And but what they have on their commercials for like makeup or whatever is they'll have the percentage and then the total number of people polled for anything where it's like, you know, 4 out of 5, 60% of users or most people like this. They'll say something. And at the bottom, it'll say like 86% of 105 people asked. So okay. It's like much more clarity, you know what I mean? It's sort of, it's like more open source or more real, where you know you get users love this. Well, then users means really 72% of 9 people or whatever it is, right? Kind of like that. I wonder what this is too. Like, how many people were actually like responding to this? If you have not enough people responding, you can sort of get these weird comments like that. This is a weird comment. I bring painter's tape.
Right.
Weird.
And how many people respond to the polls put out by Family Feud? I mean, I think they just poll the people on the lot because I think everybody just makes answers that make Steve Harvey look awkward for better internet content. Like, right.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so, too. Yeah.
OK,
let's take a quick break, everybody. We're going to come right back here on Ears Up In Depth. Stay tuned.
In Depth, reporting Disney news that's probably not made up.
Probably, but you never really know.
Yeah, can you really trust us?
Yeah, no, you can't really. Speaking of weird things on the internet, this is I got a couple articles back to back of from the New York Post, which is very opinionated and not altogether necessarily. News focused, but there's some interesting Disney content here. The title of this article is Disney Fans Outraged After Fairy Godmother Ditched for Gender Neutral Titles.
Whoa.
Now, you would think that this is maybe characters or in their new movie, or maybe they can't call children a certain thing or whatever, but you would say that people are probably outraged. Then this is an article where I would rather see at the bottom how many people they have counted in this outrage. You know what I mean? Because you can say right. If it's 2 people, well, those are Disney fans, plural, and they're outraged.
Legally.
Right.
Yeah.
But I mean, this is definitely taking a page right from the Disney fan blog, the blog sphere. Disney, and this is, so here's the context. Disney said it's ditching, quote, fairy godmothers for more inclusive gender neutral titles at dress up boutiques inside its theme parks. And some fans are less than enchanted with the news. Specifically, Disneyland is getting rid of the fairy godmother title at its Bibbidi Bobbidi boutiques located in both Disney World and Disneyland. The salons, which give makeovers to kids ages 3 to 12, to transform them into princesses or knights, will reopen from pandemic-era closures on August 25th. When they return, employees were who were formerly... Now, this is the thing. Employees who were formerly called fairy godmothers in training will now be called fairy godmothers apprentices. Who cares?
The gender neutrality offends...
Who cares?
What?
Who actually cares? Yeah, what? So like if you're a man and you work at the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique, or if you identify as a man and you work there, you don't want to be called a fairy godmother in training. Okay. Yeah.
Cool.
Shouldn't the workplace, I don't know, make sure that you sort of feel comfortable? So fairy godmother's apprentice, that works fine too. Why does it, okay. Like, who does it? And anyway, this way, cast members that might not identify as female can still be a part of the process to dress up and style the children without having to refer themselves as a female Disney character, according to the Disney blog Streaming the Magic. I don't know why they're suddenly quoted in here, but whatever. The news set off some Disney fans who felt that Disney is going overboard with leaning into, quote, woke culture. Quote, this is a mental illness. The magic is gone.
Oh, no.
One user. Yeah, I know. Get woke, go broke, tweeted another. I hate this world, another Twitter user wrote of the news, while another tweeted, birthing people apprentices, an apparent riff off the term fairy godmother apprentice. Whatever. Recently, Disney has made a push to appear more inclusive and politically correct, angering some Disney diehards. Blah, blah, blah. I don't know, man. I don't really understand. And then you read the comments, which you should never read the comments, especially on something like the New York Post, but just never read the comments on anything. They're very hateful and weird. It's all a political thing. I'm talking about liberals and talking about whatever. These multinational corporations think that their customers actually like being bullied with culture war rhetoric. It's just standard New York Post stuff. You know, they had another post where it's, you know, the anniversary of Disneyland was the other day. And it was the first time in 67 years, I think, that someone didn't read the Walt's dedication speech.
Okay.
And there's no word from Disney on why that didn't happen. But of course, people who read the New York Post are like, well, it's wokeness. It means
obviously,
nothing.
Right. Yes.
Which means nothing to me. There's like so much anger towards what Disneyland does, not because of anything that's being lost, but it's just this perceived combat of the culture or whatever. And it's like, I don't know, man. Fairy Godmother's Apprentice, who cares? It's literally the title of a cast member. It affects you not at all. It doesn't affect you in the slightest.
If you're somebody who identifies as a male person, you're like, well, you know, I feel a little better about this. Okay, cool. Yeah, maybe I guess in training, you're training to be a mother, and you'll never be an actual mother. Okay, I guess if you read into that, okay, I can see how that might be a little weird for a male person in that job. And why shouldn't somebody who is a man be in that job? Okay, apprentice, what's the difference? Yeah,
no, there is no difference.
If it makes the cast members feel better, the male cast members or people who identify as male cast members in that job feel better, who cares?
Yeah.
The cast member feels better and your child is still going to get a very expensive hair twist with some sparkles in there.
Yeah.
And you'll feel great.
I mean, I don't really know when it became a thing of making employees feel good became political. I don't understand it. You know, and it's like, it just, I don't know, man. It just, that's the problem with the internet. The internet is great. It's a great invention. But it gives everybody an outlet, and then news outlets like the New York Post or, you know, waves hand wildly at any Disney blog post can just take these little crumbs off the internet and turn them into big articles and make them into a thing that you sort of blow up the culture war a little bit.
Yeah.
And it's not a thing
further.
Yeah.
Like, and meanwhile, nobody is talking about how woke Disney was when they allowed women to get onto a Jungle Cruise boat and change the name from Jungle Man Boat Captain to Jungle Skipper.
That's
come
right.
On.
I know.
Who is not tweeting about this? I want to tweet about you.
I think you should. As a back to the speech not happening.
Oh, good.
Someone on Twitter said, liberals think Walt was racist, trying to distance. And it's like, why do you care? I mean, the only valid, like, I don't know, the only thing sort of like not political is this this comment, terrible. Today, the company seems to only use Walt as a marketing opportunity and not as a guiding force. What reason they had to cut the speech? I have no idea. At Disneyland, do better. Which seems to be the thing you write on social media when you're unhappy. You tell the company, do better. Okay, never mind that. I don't know. Maybe they're short staffed. Maybe they just honestly forgot because they got a lot going on. I don't know that it was like legitimately cut. You know, like cut is a, they made this decision. They thought about it. They weighed the pros and cons and they decided not to do it. It just didn't happen. But also, who cares? If you, if this article didn't tell you that it didn't happen, would you have known?
Right.
I wouldn't have known. I didn't even know they did it. That's the other thing. I had no idea that this even happened every year until it didn't happen.
Have they really been doing this every year? Yeah, I don't know that they've actually been doing this every year. This is an off year. It's 2022. I had to look at my calendar to see that it was 2022.
It sure
right
is, man.
Now, which is not a significant year for this particular park that was started in 1955.
Right. Yeah. It's just...
Okay.
I don't know, man. It's a weird time. What do you got for us, buddy?
Magic Band Plus launches in July, on July 27th at Walt Disney World. Now, this is the big one. This is the new Magic Band that will eventually make its way to Disneyland. No word on when that will happen yet, but the times they are a-changing. You will get Magic Bands at Disneyland, and we'll see what that means. They've got a lot of infrastructure to put up and everything, but this is the new version of Magic Band. The old one was, if you are unfamiliar, was a kind of static RFID tag that you took around the park with you, and it followed you everywhere and knew what you were doing at every time. But you could use it to open your hotel room. You could use it to get into the parks. You could use it to pay. You could tie it with a credit card and pay with the Magic Band and then a pin that you would put in. The new version is a little bit souped up. It has LED lights in it that can change colors. It has haptic feedback, and it also has gesture recognition.
Wow.
And it's designed around, I mean, it's not the most amazing thing ever, but it's designed around different experiences that you can have in the parks. They have three big things that they want to do at Walt Disney World when it rolls out. They want to tie it to the Disney Fab 50. Have you heard about the golden idols around the four Disney parks?
Yes. Yeah, we talked about that a few months ago, at least the plans to do them.
Yeah, and it's fun. It's fun finding these statues. They're not that hidden, but it's like, oh, hey, here's Edna Mode at Hollywood Studios. Well, now they're integrating this into the band where you can do like sprinkle pixie dust over the statue and you'll get a reaction sound and stuff. You can collect them in your Disney Parks app and take them home and see videos and things and have like, kind of gamify things. Also gamified is Galaxy's Edge, where there's a new portion of the Disney Play app that lets you hunt. You become a bounty hunter and you hunt different characters around the region.
Yeah.
So when you kind of select your mission, and they've had these games for a while, but there's a new one where you select a target and it gives you hints on where to find them. And when you get close, it vibrates and lets you know that you're close and it lights up. And then you use your app to kind of catch them. And then you get in-game credits that I still don't know what they're used for. And then finally, it syncs up with the big spectaculars at all the parks, where it will light up and it will vibrate in tune with the music. Oh. And it's kind of like the ears that light up that they've had for a while.
Yeah, I don't like those either. I don't like things that light up at night.
And I'm not sure about all this. I like Magic Band. In general, I like Magic Bands.
Yeah.
I have a good collection. I enjoy having them and having things for each day. These aren't that much more expensive. They start at $35, but they're also rechargeable. And my main thought is, I have enough things I have to plug in at the end of every night. How long do these last? Because I have an original Magic Band that it's a Haunted Mansion Magic Band that I got at one of the Mickey's like Halloween parties in Walt Disney World many years ago that still works.
Yeah.
The battery still works. I can still use it to open doors. I can still use it to get into the parks. I used it on my last trip. And if these things are rechargeable, how long do they actually last? If they're lighting up and vibrating, do they last like your Apple Watch where it's like a day? It will last a day, but you have to charge it once a day.
Yeah, that does seem a little... here's another thing. So here's a thing that was free that now is not, and you have to remember to plug it in.
Right. Well, yeah, and Magic Bands have been not free for almost a year now. They used to come with your stay in the parks, and you'd get a bland one. You could pick from one of a few different colors, but there were so many others that were collectible, that were limited edition, and everybody would buy them. They're generally like $20 to $30. But yeah, now one that you have to plug in that becomes another thing that you have to maintain while you're at the parks. I feel like I get into the hotel now and I look around and I say, wow, this is great. They have all these USB outlets and regular outlets. And then I proceed to take all of them
right,
and plug everything in.
Yeah. Like your air fryer and your slow cooker.
Right. Right. Yeah. I've got a man, my USB powered air fryer / air conditioner.
That's right.
That's really important.
Yeah. Cold cooking, I think is what that is. Yeah.
Yes.
That's wild, man. Well, I got a couple of wild stories here for you, and then that's it. We'll wrap it up. Here's speaking of Galaxy's Edge, Star Wars Land. In 2019, Disney's Imagineers brought guests into a world like no other with the opening of Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. Whatever. In 2018, Disney announced that Disneyland Paris would be getting its own Galaxy's Edge, and it would be opening sometime between 2021 and 2025. However, that might not be happening anymore. And this is all conjecture and you know, rumor basically, but you infer whatever you want. The president of Disneyland Paris Resort, Natasha Rafalski, recently sat down for an interview and was asked about the planned themed land for the resort. Instead of excitedly talking about Galaxy's Edge, Rafalski said the following, quote, "We are still working on the third theme. We will make announcements about this when we are ready." Now, apparently, she used to talk about Galaxy's Edge a lot, but according to a report from the Parasite to Disney file, she no longer does. Quote, Natasha Rafalski no longer mentioned Star Wars for the third expansion zone of the Walt Disney Studios park. The president of Disneyland Paris has apparently confirmed in half words that this famous third thematic area has returned to the study stage. Clearly, this is translated, right? Because nobody really speaks this way. The Star Wars universe would no longer be relevant for the moment, and the debates would be going well behind the scenes for a later announcement. Should we expect a whole new theme or a different take on Star Wars lands as we know them now? That's it. So that sort of set everybody, going on what these words could possibly mean. We're baking all this stuff, you know?
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, internet and people conjecture. Have been thinking about this for a while, saying, yeah. Well, here's the ultimate test. We have the brand new planet of Batuu that everyone hates in Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah.
Everybody absolutely hates going to Batuu and going on two great rides. We'll see when they put it into Disneyland Paris, will they make it Tatooine?
Oh, man.
And there have been these theories that when we get to Tatooine, or when we get to Paris, they're going to say, pump the brakes. We're going to put it on Endor, or we're going to put it on Coruscant, or we'll make it somewhere famous. And if they're not talking about it, obviously they're not sure what they want to do.
That's right, man. They really should. They should have done that. I mean, Batuu, I get it as far as like a land standpoint, because you can blend in stories that you're not going to anger the Star Wars nerds like myself with everything that you do other than the original three trilogies. But I would love to go to Tatooine. I mean, it's basically Black Rock, but not really. Or like Endor or something like that. But you put a different planet in each park. It's great.
Oh, a different planet in each park would be incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even to if me, you had some slightly different variation on the same ride in each place, that would be great.
Yeah.
But Paris just unveiled their Avengers Campus, which is better than DCA because they have a roller coaster and they have more to do there.
I don't understand that either. But, you know, I don't know, man. The cobbler's children, you know, wear flip-flops or something like that. The last thing I have to talk about is this is definitely from one of those blog sites that likes to troll social media and scrape up any sort of post. But it's actually one worth mentioning, and I'm curious to get your take on it. This video was shared by @EverythingDisney133, but originates from a Disney Park fan named Kirk at Walrus Carp.
Oh, yeah.
In it, yeah, you know, your follow. You're only, right, the only person, right, you follow. In it, Kirk responds to a prompt asking, what's a piece of information that you learned that feels illegal to know? Quote, I legitimately don't even want to share this. You can order something as cheap as $1.99 chocolate milk and then park at places like the Contemporary because you ordered from the Contempo Cafe and you need to pick up your mobile order. But guess what? You now have access to the walkway and you can park your car and walk directly into Magic Kingdom for $1.99 versus using the TTC, which will take you at least 25 to 30 minutes. Seriously, don't abuse this one. It scares me. If it goes away, I'll be so upset. Typically, it costs $25 to park at Walt Disney World theme parks or the Transportation and Ticket Center. Some fans were upset that Kirk shared this hack because it might cause Disney to crack down on abuse of the system. It was good while it lasted. Great job, everybody, someone wrote. Another one said that Walt Disney World Resort hotels are already limiting mobile order pickups for this reason. This is from some other user. I can't read the username. Disney app has started to limit mobile orders to resort guests only, so I don't think this is going to work in the future. So there you go. So here's it's a whole article that it basically just it doesn't work anymore.
Well,
they've already fixed the issue. So there you go.
Okay, there you go. Meanwhile, a lot of locals that I know of will park at Disney Springs and then take a bus from Disney Springs to a hotel and then head over to whatever park they want.
There's no time limit to park at Disney Springs?
Not that I know of, unless that has changed recently. I guess we should ask Jeremy because he is a local and he has parked at Disney Springs and he's not the locals I'm talking about. I've just talked to random people where they're like, oh yeah, we just park at Disney Springs in the morning and it takes longer to get to the parks, but it's cheaper. And then at the end of the night, we want to go to Disney Springs anyway, which is, I don't mind that. And when it comes down to it, if you go to a park and then come back and you continue spending money, what does Disney care?
Yeah, I mean, they sort of fixed a loophole like that in downtown Disney where they had that parking lot and then they start charging you eventually. You know, they skewed the charging system. Yeah, so now it's like, you know, you can only really be there for 20 or 30 minutes unless you get validated. Yeah. It's like, oh, okay. Because Taryn and I would, like, on our last day before we'd drive home, we'd just park there and go to the resort for 3 or 4 hours. And you pay, you know, $10 or whatever. But now it's too expensive and they sort of fixed all that. Hmm. Interesting. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how that goes at Disneyland, having never driven there, but
yeah,
really, I haven't driven to Walt Disney World in a long time either.
All right, Eric. Well, I think you did a great job, my friend.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome. And I guess we'll see you on Thursday. We'll see you next week. We're doing a whole show on Disney adults.
All right.
I got to sit and figure out exactly what that means, but I do think it's high time we define Disney adult and we take it back. Right? We take that acronym, or not acronym, we take that nom de plume, or the, I don't know, hateful imagery, I don't know. Take it back. What does Disney adult mean? I don't know, but we'll figure it out. I think we have some segments to deal with, too. It'll be a fun show.
It will be.
Yeah. All right, everybody, thanks a lot for tuning in. Until next time, we'll see you.